The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, and welcome to Learn English Vocabulary. My name's Jack, and I'm making this podcast for you to learn or revise English vocabulary. These podcasts are graded from A2, which is around lower intermediate, all the way to C2, which is advanced. I'll also cover some slang and some exam English. I hope you find these podcasts useful. If you do, please leave me a rating and review, as this will help other learners find these podcasts. This podcast is B1, so I'm going to look at some slightly more advanced vocabulary. Today, I'm going to look at 6 adjectives you can use to describe people. There are loads of adjectives to describe people, so this is a topic I'll be coming back to. But for now, I'm going to start with 3 positive adjectives: generous, honest, and mature, and 3 negative adjectives: mean, dishonest, and immature. It's probably best to describe these in opposite pairs. Okay, let's start with generous and mean. Generous means being kind with money or time. So, if someone gives you a gift that costs lots of money, that would be generous. Generous is usually used to say that someone is giving more than you would expect. Or, if someone spends a lot of time helping you with something, they are being generous with their time. It's common to use this word when you say thank you for something. You might say, "Thank you, that's very generous of you." The opposite of generous is mean. Mean has 2 main uses when used to describe people. It's used to describe a person who does not want to give their time, effort, or money to help people. And it's used more generally to say that someone is unkind or unpleasant. If you're describing an individual act of meanness, you might use the word stingy instead. If someone refuses to give money to charity or only spends a little money on their family and friends, you could say that they are stingy. Mean can be used in place of stingy, but like I said, it's used more to say that someone is unkind or unpleasant. Usually, mean people are also stingy. The next pair are honest and dishonest. You'd say that a person is honest if they don't lie or deceive. If a person is honest, you can trust them. Normally, honest people won't steal or cheat or trick you. We use the phrase "to be honest" before telling people the truth when they might not like it. You might say, "To be honest, I don't think you're going to get the job." Or, "To be honest, I don't like your shoes." Dishonest is the opposite. If someone is dishonest, you should not trust them. You should not believe what they say. It's quite a formal word. In spoken English, you'd probably call someone a liar or say they're full of it. There are some common vulgar slang expressions that you could use, but I'll cover these another time. The next pair of adjectives are mature and immature. Both of these adjectives can be used in biology. Mature describes an animal that has fully developed and is no longer growing. However, if you're using the adjective to describe a person, it means that the person knows how to act in the right way when they're in different situations. Generally, it means behaving like an adult and not playing around, but it also means reacting to situations sensibly and not getting too upset or angry. Immature is the opposite. If a person is immature, they're usually too emotional and self-centered. It's common to use the adjective immature to describe someone's sense of humour. If you have a silly, childish sense of humour, people might say you have an immature sense of humour. It's not generally that negative to have an immature sense of humour. Everybody likes silly, childish jokes, don't they? So, there you have six adjectives that you can use to describe people. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please leave me a comment or review, and don't forget that you can read the transcript for this podcast and complete some language activities on learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk. Thanks for listening.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.